Good morning, and welcome to Free Grace. I'd like to open up with prayer. This is a different morning, and we're really excited about it. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thanks very much for the opportunity to gather together, be here as family and friends worshiping you. And Lord, I thank you also for our special guests who are here today. And now, Lord, I just pray that you'd watch over this service. Amen. I have a couple announcements, and then the offering will be lifted. So Esther asked me to emphasize that Free Grace's turn in the food service area is Sunday, August 5th, and they're looking for signups, and the signup sheets are in a different spot than usual. They're out here in the hallway. Okay, so if you want to sign up for August 5th for helping in the food service area, the hallway is where the sign-up sheet is. And then I'd like to make an announcement about family game night, and there was a rumor at my house that there was a skit that was being prepared. Okay, I'm just going to make the announcement. All right. Family game night at Free Grace is Sunday, July 22nd. And carry in leftover meal held in the church parking lot. Bring lawn chairs, your favorite yard games, paper supplies, water, and coffee will be provided. And this is an informal fellowship time. And with that, if I could, the ushers will come forward now. I'll pray, and then the ushers will come forward. Let's pray for our offering. Lord Jesus, thanks for the gifts and the blessings that you've given us, including this morning's rain. And I ask you to use this offering to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. Caleb, could you come up now, please? So we have the pleasure of having the ladies from Penview here today, and Caleb is here going to introduce them. Come on over. And I'd like to pray for you and all of you for your service, and then I'll turn it over to you.
Sounds good.
Lord Jesus, I just ask that you would be with the group from Penview that's here today. Lord, I ask that you would bless them as they bless us. And Lord, I pray that you would use something they say or sing or speak or do that would encourage us to further continue to serve you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well, it's good to be here this morning. There's just something special about Sunday mornings to me. So we're going to start out by giving you guys all a chance to sing before they come up and sing. Let's all get our hymn books out and turn to song number 62 in our hymnals. Song number 62, Amazing Grace.
Thank you. today. And there's a phrase in that song that says, "Oh, how sweet the feeling when in his presence kneeling." And that's what we want to do this morning, is to come into his presence and worship his name this morning. I hope that's why you're here. I hope that's why you've come, to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, this morning. But we're going to go ahead and take a minute to introduce ourselves. We are Majesty from Penview Bible Institute. My name is Katrina Cooley, and I am from Middleburg, Pennsylvania, and I'm in the Ministerial Division studying for Youth Ministries.
Good morning, I'm Shania Heidler, and I'm from Penns Creek, Pennsylvania, and I'm a freshman in the General Studies Division.
Good morning, it's wonderful to be here. I am Courtney Myers from Salem, Ohio, and I am a sophomore in the Child Evangelism Division.
And at the piano, we have Miss Jaleesa Bills. She is from Mahaffey, Pennsylvania, and she's a junior in the Education Division. Continue to worship with us this morning.
Teach us, Lord, full obedience. listening to coming to tell God that you want to be in His presence, because I do. That's what I want in every Sunday service that we come to, in every service that we go to. I want His presence to be with us. But there's a part in that song that says, "To know I'm yours and that you are mine." And that's such a precious thought, to know that I can be God's. And I know that with all the things that you're not sure about in your life, it's good to know that you're God's, and that He has you in His hands, and that everything that you do, He's got it. You don't even have to worry about it, because He's got it. And I just love this morning. Thank you.
doesn't catch him by surprise. He still has a plan for my life that I can do, that I can, if I follow him, he will take me to that, and I just love him story and I'll follow him.
Thankful that song is true, that no matter what goes on in life, God's got everything under control, and as long as I stay in his hands, I'm safe and secure. That song has a special meaning to me because I think it was about 5 weeks ago, just at the beginning of the summer. I wasn't traveling with this group at that time, but I was at a youth camp, my home youth camp. I was a counselor there, and there was a service going on, and this group was up singing, and they were singing that song, and it was a special moment because God settled down in the service. And in a really special way, and I saw a friend of mine stand up and get out of her pew, and she walked up to the front and knelt down to pray. And pretty soon another person, and then another person, and they opened up the altar, and pretty soon the altar was lined with different people up for us seeking God for things in their life. It was just a really encouraging moment to see friends of mine, people that I had been praying for. I saw a friend of mine I had been praying for just that day get sanctified right next to me, you know, and other friends get stand up and talk about about how God had just saved them or how God had called them into a specific area of ministry. And so whenever I hear that song, that's what I think of, because it, the way God moved in that service. And that reminds me that God's not dead. He's not a God of the past. He's not a God of the Old Testament. He's not a God of thousands of years ago. But he's a God who's alive, and he's relevant today. He's just the same God that he's always been. That's encouraging to me, especially when you think about a song like that, because if we're relying on God, and he's just as strong, just as powerful as some of the things that he's done in the past, we can rely on him that he can do those things for us today and in the future. It encourages me, because just even this summer, I've seen God working in my life, several different answers to prayer, even minor things about where I left my keys or something like that. But God's been answering prayer in my life, so I'm encouraged about that. Well, my name is Caleb Black, if you were wondering who I am. I'm going to be teaching there at the school on some Bible classes in the academy. Personally, my story is that both of my parents teach there at the school, and so I've been pretty much raised at the school since the time I was not even a year old until now. So I've been around the school a lot. I attended the high school there, the academy, elementary, all the way through 4 years of college, and I'm blessed to go ahead and get a further degree. And now I'm coming back, and I'm really excited about my opportunity to be a part of the organization there, because I know the impact that it had on me and the impact it had on my life. And I'm just excited that maybe I'll be able to play a small part in impacting other people the same way. I know when I was a kid, I was raised in, a very good home, and so I knew the right things to say and the right things to do, but I desperately needed God. And I'm glad that God came down and that he saved me and sanctified me and transformed my life, and that's something I'm eternally grateful. And I'm glad that of the ways he's pinned you to do that in my life. I'm very grateful, because my life will be marked for the rest. I'm marked by some of the services that I've been there at the school. I can think of some of the revival services that we've been. I see the McDonald's here. They would have been in some of these services where God moves in just incredible ways, where people are praying, getting saved, sanctified, spending just hours on their knees in prayer and things like that. And I could go on and on and on and on, tell stories about all kinds of different services that I've been. And so I know it's something that when I get old, I can remember how God has moved. And I know when people talk about how God moved 50 years ago, it's exciting to me, because he's moving today. I can look back to just weeks ago, months ago, even in my life, in ways that God has moved. When talking about Penn View, there's one thing I like to talk about, and it's how God is working and how God is changing people's lives. One illustration I like to use is a friend of mine named Aaron Gillett. And Aaron, about 5-6 years ago, he was a kid, a teenager in the country of Belize, and there was a youth group that came down to Crooked Tree, Belize, and they were down there doing a youth missions trip, and they met this boy named Aaron from Crooked Tree, and they talked to him, and it seemed like he was somebody they wanted to get involved in his life, and they made it possible for him to come to Bible college. Now, if you know Aaron, there's some things in his background that maybe are difficult struggles. From my understanding, his dad doesn't have any desire at all to serve God, and some people wondered why in the world he'd be interested in traveling to America to go to a Bible college. And I think when he showed up on campus, maybe he wondered the same thing. Aaron wanted to serve God, but there was a lot of other things going on in his life, and it was a turmoil at first, but it's really exciting to see how God used Penn View to work in his life and mold him and make him. And God gave Aaron a call to preach, told Aaron that he wanted him to stay there for 4 years at school and become a trained minister, and gave him a call to preach. And God told Aaron that he wanted him to go back down to his home church there in Crooked Tree, Belize, and be the pastor of his church that hadn't had a pastor since he'd been born. And it's really exciting, because Aaron was in my class, and I got to see his growth as an individual. And also exciting, because just, I think, this last week, Aaron headed back down to Belize. He'd completed his 4 years of college, and he's headed back down to Belize to do what God has called him to do. And that's just one example, but that's what Penn View is all about. It's training and equipping people to do what God has called them, whether or not it's to be a Sunday school teacher, a full-time preacher, or maybe just a layman in the church, because everybody has a part in God's kingdom and ministry. Well, some of you might ask, well, what does that mean to me? You might say that, I'm past the Bible college age, or maybe I'm not planning on doing something like that. Well, first of all, I'd like to tell you that if you're interested at all, we'd like to talk to you about the opportunities and the things going on there at the school. But secondly, I'd like to ask each and every one of you for something, and that's that you would pray for us there at the school. I really believe in the power of prayer. One of my favorite verses in all of Scripture is James 5:16. The second part of that verse says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer really does change things. And so I'd like to ask that you'd pray for us there at the school. You'd pray for the faculty and staff, people like me, people like Joy Keith McDonald, who's sitting back here, who are going to be working there at the school. I know that both of us and the rest of the faculty and staff would really appreciate the prayers of God's people as we work there at the school. Secondly, I'd like to ask that you'd pray for the students. Students like Aaron Gilla, or students like these who got up and sung for you. There's something that God is doing in each and every one of their lives, and there's a story behind their lives, and there's a place where God wants to work through them. And I ask that you would help them, pray that God would help them to be, for Penn U to be a transforming time in their life. And then thirdly, I'd ask that you would pray for the finances there at the school. If that's something that you would like to get involved in, I believe as you're coming in, many of you receive cards, that you could get involved in that in a special way. But I also ask that you would pray for us there at the school, that God would continue to send the money in so that we can continue to operate and do what God has called us to do there at the school. I'd also like to thank you guys for allowing us to come. It's a privilege to be here. Like I said, there's just something special about worshiping God on a Sunday morning that I really like, and I'd like to thank you for allowing us to come and worship with you guys this morning. And at this time, the group's going to come back, and they have some more songs they're going to sing.
Thank you. that song. That song means a lot to me. And I've thought about that. What does that truly mean to people? And I think we realize that God is good in the valley. I know God does not make us go through hard things because he's mean or because he's unfair. But I was thinking about it this morning, and it kind of hit me. What if God makes us, or that doesn't make us, but allows us to go through situations and purposely puts them in our path so that we learn to trust him?
I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and I know it's good. Good to wait, good to hope, but I don't like it. I don't like it because it keeps crossing some line in my heart. I start counting him as too slow and too late. Too slow because his ideas aren't my ideas. Too late because what I want is not what he wants. I let the waiting dull my memory of his purposes. I forget that he will come like he said. And like the parable of the virgins who took their lamps out to meet the bridegroom, I let the oil in my lamp burn out with nothing set aside for him. Like them, I become drowsy and fall asleep. I think this bridegroom, he's not coming this time. Expectations shattered, plans laid waste, betrayed again, broken again, in need of healing again. Hurt rushes and rises and threatens my ruin. I walk around in that dark room, weeping and shouting. But in the darkness, I lay my body down, I close my eyes, and I wait. And then I hear, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard or perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. In the darkness, in a tomb of dead and buried hope, what good comes from a tomb? Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. Life from death. Life from what is laid down in the grave. Now, in this waiting darkness, I know it. I lay my hope down and wait for what I've sown. It cannot come to life unless first it dies, until it is sacrificed. There can be no resurrection unless there is death. And hope rises. It rises only because of darkness. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
I see the red sea call. we have a hope in Jesus Christ this morning, and I'm so thankful for him and all that he's done in my life. You know, there's a hurting and a dying world out there, and we have a message that will change their lives, who could give them a peace and a joy inside like they've never known. And we have that message that we can share with them, that we can take them the truth of the gospel and of Jesus Christ, of someone who loves them and cares for them and has come to die for them and live again today to give them eternal life and walk with them through this thing called life. You know, sometimes it doesn't make sense, and sometimes things are a little scary. But we have hope in Jesus Christ tonight, and because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, we don't have to worry about what's going to happen, because we know that whatever happens, it doesn't take him by surprise, as was mentioned before. And he's got everything under control. We don't have to worry about it. We can just leave it all in his hands, and he's going to lead us and guide us and direct us all the way home. Our last song is talking about, I know that my Redeemer lives, and I'm so thankful for a living Savior tonight.
Blessing to have you here today. And let us all, as we go through the week, remember that we are in God's hands and that he loves us and hope remains. Let's close with prayer. Lord Jesus, thanks so very much for these reminders and these encouragements. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to courageously go into our weeks and not just get done what needs done, but to live for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And thank you.